Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're going through the book of Hebrews verse by verse, chapter by chapter. To a lot of people, that's boring. That's dull. Well, the believer didn't start that way. When first saved, they were like a sponge soaking it all up. You remember that when you were first saved? Man, you couldn't get enough of it. Remember how it was? I couldn't get enough of it. They're all, but over a period of time, ever so slowly, they become lethargic to God's word. We're talking about believers. That's what it means. You've become dull of hearing. It's the thought. It wasn't that the message was too complicated. It was that the hearers were dull of hearing. The problem was not the ears. The problem was the heart. You following? The hearer isn't really interested in what God has to say. And that's what Paul is saying here in verse number 11. Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered to you, hard to speak to you, seeing that ye are dull of hearing. Not even going to listen. Not even going to understand. And then verse number 12, he really gets pointed, okay? Now, a lot of church people would probably have the Apostle Paul kicked out of the pulpit. Because he gets straight to the point. He would call sin, sin. John the Baptist, remember, man, you bunch of vipers and snakes. Jesus had some strong words. Well, now people like that smooth talk. Well, Paul said, for when the time that ye ought to be teachers, you have need that someone teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. The oracles of God literally is the word of God. Speaking of the word of God. By this time, Paul's telling those believers, you should know these things and to teach others. Not in the sense that everyone, I wrote this, not in the sense that everybody has a gift of teaching. Not everybody has a gift of teaching. That's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about, they ought to be teachers in the sense that every believer should be a teacher, that we can all disciple of somebody else. In other words, you just tell somebody else what you already know. We really only master something after we have effectively taught it to someone else. Let that sink in as a teacher. We really only master something after we have effectively taught it to someone else. Teaching is the final step of learning for the teacher. He's learned something and now he's teaching it. Many of you heard this all from years past. You can no more teach that which you do not know than you can come from a place you've never been. You can no more teach that which you do not know than you can come from a place which you've never been. And Paul said, you need somebody to teach you again. The first principle of the oracles of God, literally the ABCs. They've not gotten out of the ABCs, the Bible basics. Now, listen, they are important. There's no doubt about it. But there's much more to learn than the basics of Scripture. And have a note here. You are content to stay a baby and not grow. You're happy to be there. And you're still on milk and cannot digest the meat of the word. The milk that he's talking about, the first oracles of God, is what Jesus did on the earth. They knew about his birth, his virgin birth, his life, his sinless life, that death on the cross. And they knew about the resurrection. We would call, even though that's the most important thing as far as salvation is concerned, that's the basic Bible doc. Are you following? Everybody, when you're a babe in Christ, you know that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. You know that he lived a sinless life. You already know that. He died on the cross for your sins. You know that. And that he was resurrected. You know that because you believed and you were saved. He said, but somebody, they need to teach it to you again, the first oracles, and you haven't gone beyond that point. It's interesting. The meat, he said, I want to teach you some meat. The meat is what Jesus is now doing in heaven. Milk is what Jesus did on earth while he was alive, here on this earth, walking the earth. That's the milk. We all understand that. The meat, because he's talking about the priesthood of Christ. They had a hard time swallowing that, because this talks about what God, Jesus Christ, is now doing in heaven. Sitting at the right-hand throne of God, ever interceding for us. Some of them, and he was talking about Melchizedek. And they're like this, I don't get it. Okay. We begin our Christian life on the basis of his finished work on earth. Now stay with me here. This gets pretty deep, all right? I'm going to get you from milk to meat. We begin our Christian life as babes in Christ on the basis of Christ's finished work on earth. In other words, we believe that. That's the starting point. We grow in the Christian life on the basis of his unfinished work in heaven, our high priest. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. The Apostle Paul made this statement, verse number 1. And he's talking to the church at Corinth. Church at Corinth was what we would call a charismatic church. In other words, we see it in chapters 12 and 13 of the gifts. They're charismatic, the speaking in tongues and all the things that they were doing. Even though they're charismatic, they were carnal. And it says this in verse number 1 of 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as babes in Christ. So this wasn't a thing just for the Jewish believers. He's talking to Gentiles here at the church at Corinth. He said, I couldn't speak to you in spiritual terms because you're still babes. Verse number 2, sounds familiar. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you are not able to bear it, neither now are you able. You haven't grown. You're still a babe in Christ. Why? Verse number 3, for ye are yet carnal. Do you know there's something called a carnal Christian? Now, when they're carnal Christians, they're not Christians no more. I shouldn't say this. Let me give you some Bible doctrine. Do you know what a Christian is? Somebody who's Christ-like. Daddy used to say, and people would misunderstand, but he was dead on. I don't know many Christians. I know a lot of believers. I know a lot of people who are saints who are going to heaven, but there's not many people who are Christ-like. Amen, preacher. Are you following? Amen. A big difference. We throw that word out there. Remember, Jimmy Carter, 99 years of age almost, still alive, living there in Georgia and all. And y'all heard it. I won't get back. Go back. You know, I met Jimmy Carter and had talked with him. He dove hunted on our farm many times. I told the tree, so I'm going to put a sign up over our toilet. Jimmy Carter sat here. A good man. But he kind of made that common in my day, where a Christian, a born-again Christian, okay? And everybody, if you're saved, you're a Christian. It became a byword for a believer. I understand that. We say that some and understand. But I want you to know, as Bible students, you're no longer on milk. Now you're on meat, okay? Not everybody who is saved is a Christian. Even that jargon's thrown out there, and I understand say he's a Christian, I understand what they're saying. But theologically, a Christian is somebody who is Christ-like. Is it sinking in? Okay. And he says, ye are yet carnal. Matter of fact, Paul, you won't see Paul ever using that word Christian. Isn't that interesting? They were called Christians first in Antioch, and it wasn't believers calling themselves Christians. It was the unsaved world who was calling them Christians. Well, they're like Christ, we follow. They didn't go around saying, we're a Christian. No, it was the unbelievers who was calling the believers Christian. And Paul never used that term. Because Paul probably didn't know of very many people who are Christ-like.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.